This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We have discussed stress on the farm before, but how stressed are your animals? Our guest today is Dr. Nicole Sanchez, a research animal scientist with the USDA Livestock Issues Research Unit. And she discusses stress on the farm, but not from the farmer's point of view, from our animals.
Well, stress is all around us, and we may not experience stress every day, but our animals can, and they're hidden, can be hidden stressors, such as sickness. Sickness is a stressor to animals. We have heat stress, and then natural disasters can significantly influence our stress responses and what our cattle and humans as well experience. So stress is an important aspect, especially in cattle. And so it's the body's reaction trying to get us back to our baseline, to our normal after being thrown off by some kind of stressor. And stress consists of three different things. The first is the stressor itself. It's the stimulus. It can be a barking dog that may be a psychological stressor for our cattle. And so the animal takes these signals in, initiates a stress response. And this is mediated by different stress hormones within the body that have different physiological effects on the body, such as increased respiration, changes in heart rate and blood flow, and subsequent effects on different body systems from digestion to reproduction and immunity. We have social stressors. This can include the mixing of unfamiliar animals. This can happen with transportation or when we're having to readjust different groups. There are various psychological stressors. So some examples include new surroundings. And so if we're transporting or moving animal to a different part of the farm or to a different farm in general, there are also nutritional stressors, a large diet or a too little diet, or whether we're having contamination or poor quality of feed. These can affect and be a stressor on the animal. And then, of course, there's physical stressors, injuries that an animal may experience, extreme weather, moving cattle, processing cattle, castration or branding can be physical stressors for our cattle. And stress is important because it can disrupt many different maintenance behaviors, usually behaviors, whether that's increased respiration, agitation. Stress can affect virtually all body systems. And so our whole body is responsive to stress.
So now that we know that stress is coming from all these different locations, what's the solution?
So for the stress response, the first step is perception of stress. So if we're talking, for example, a calf seeing a predator such as a dog or a coyote, it's going to sense that stress and it's going to elicit a reaction within the body. And so the higher brain centers are going to perceive the stress, and these hormones then send a signal through the blood to the adrenal gland that sits on top of our kidneys. And this results in the production of the stress hormone cortisol. Cortisol is probably one of the most well-known stress hormones. It's one that's typically discussed. And depending on various factors, such as breed and gender or sex, we can see different effects. Stress can be alleviated in many different ways. The first, management, looking at our different processes, our handling of our cattle, and making sure that we're using calm animal handling and movement. And if there's any other factors that we can do that may alleviate even psychological stressors, such as shadows and things like that. And so cattle do adapt to environments, they adapt to stressors. And so if you're handling cattle daily or weekly, they're going to get accustomed to that. And you're going to see decreases in that stress response. Usually temperamental cattle may not calm down as much, but we do see calming. And so gradual introduction, gradual changes are better than things that have to change quickly. And sometimes that's out of our control with sudden changes, but it's doing our best to alleviate that stress or to minimize that stress. A lot of times with these stressors, we're not able to completely eliminate them. But if we can reduce the effects, you're going to have a significant potential positive impact on that animal and the way they respond. So many different factors can influence this response to stress. And the whole body can be influenced by stress, from growth, reproduction, health. But through proper planning and changes in management and adaptation management, and some of these tools that producers can use may be some of these nutritional supplements to reduce the negative effects that we see on the stress response, as well as improve immunity in our calves and our cows.
Comments from Dr. Nicole Burdick Sanchez, USDA Research Animal Scientist with the Livestock Issues Research Unit, here on Dairy Radio Now. There's not much time left to get a farm bill crafted and passed, according to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Time is of the essence. We need a farm bill now. We're quickly running out of time this fall for this Congress to come together to address the farm bill in a bipartisan way. Either we have a real bipartisan deal on a new farm bill, or at a minimum, an extension of the existing farm bill. Frankly, the longer we wait, the harder it is to get this done.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Yeah.